Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shleimah Ochel Yisrael, in particular Chanani Shmuel Lipid Ben Sharna Leah, and all those who are looking for their Bashert should discover and find them. We are in Avar Rabba, the second bracha of Birchos Kriya Shema, the beautiful bracha reflecting Hashem's love and affection for us, representing by His giving and gifting us His sacred Torah. And we've been analyzing the sentence, V'sem b'libeinu, we ask Hashem to put in our heart, La'avin l'haskel l'shmur l'umad l'amid l'shmur l'asos l'kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah Secha. We ask Hashem to put in our heart the capacity to understand, to analyze, to listen, to learn, to teach, to guard, to perform, ulekayem, and to lekayem all the Talmud Torah Secha, all the sacred Torah, bi'ava, with a sense of love. We last left off asking, what was the word, what does the word lekayem add? I understand what it means, lahavin, lahaskil, to understand, to analyze, to comprehend, Lishmoa, to hear, lilmo, to learn, lame, to teach, lasos, to do, lishmor, to keep. What is the word lekayim ed? So the Kav HaChaim quotes from Chaim Palagi, who says, when saying those words, lekayim is divrei talmud Torah secha bi'ava, one should have in mind, one should pledge to support those who are learning Torah. Lekayim. Lekayim means, partly through my own learning, that's lilmod, lishmoa, lahavin, lahaskil. We can't outsource our of our obligation of Talmud Torah to others. We have a responsibility to expand our mind, to challenge our assumptions. We have an obligation to learn Torah daily. And that is fulfilled in our pledge of Lahavin Lahaskil Shmuel Lilmod. But Lekayim means we're also going to be Mekayim. We're going to do the best we can to support, to enable, to uplift the learning of Torah. Torah is the secret. Torah is what holds up the entire world. I think we can appreciate this in our generation. When there's so many distortions of Torah, when there's so much confusion and chaos, when at times, and increasingly often, the world feels like it's upside down, Torah is what sets the world on balance, it sets the world straight. So we pledge and promise not only to learn it so that our world has a balance to it, but ulekayim, to support the learning of Torah, because the learning of Torah is keneged kulam. We use the words v'sein b'libeinu, we ask Hashem to put this in our heart. Why are we asking Him to inspire us to put it in our heart? So the Baal Tanya, the Alter Rebbe, writes in his Ora Torah on the Siddur, he says, v'atalamdenu can be from schus avos. But sein b'libeinu, when we want a sense of yira shemayim, we ask Hashem to help b'libeinu. Help us want it. Why? Because akol b'de shemayim chutz mi'yira shemayim. Well, Hashem, while the divine can control, can pull the strings in so much in our lives, both that which is predetermined and pre-programmed in our DNA, and that which unfolds and happens to us daily in our lives, there's so much hakol bidei shamayim. It really is pre-programmed, predetermined, or unfolding from upstairs. However, the one exception is yiras shamayim. The sense of Hashem's involvement in our life, our awe, and our acknowledgement of His presence and of His role in our life, that has to come from us. And therefore, says the Alter Rebbe, v'sein b'libeinu. You can't force it from above, but help enable us to feel it from internally, to feel it from inside. Help us be motivated. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon, points to Yerushalmi and Brachos. Yerushalmi and Brachos says that a person who learns, who's lilmod, but shelo la'asos. Person who learns Torah, but doesn't actually fulfill Torah. It's academic. Person learns Torah, and it remains scholarly. It remains entirely intellectual upstairs. But it's not being manifest. It's not being performed or fulfilled. The Yerushalmi in Brachos says, Noach lo shelo yatza la'olam. It would have been better, would have been easier, would have been more comfortable if such an individual was not born. Why? At least they're learning. Isn't there a value to the learning, even if it's not leading to performing? So the girl points at the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed. The Gemara there tells us famously that every fetus, every unborn baby is taught kol haTorah kula. The angel teaches the totality of Torah in the womb, taps the baby on the lip, and causes the baby to forget Torah. Why? Why cause the baby to forget Torah? If you're going to teach all of Torah, then let the child retain all of Torah. If the child is destined to have to start again, then why bother teaching all of Torah? Sort of Soloveitchik has a beautiful insight. That's the Pintali Yid. That is what, when we discover the beauty of Torah, the beauty of a life of mitzvos, it's familiar to us. It's not new. We've been there before. that spark of a Jew, the pintel yid inside each Jew, is because there's a sense of familiarity, even if we can't put our finger of it because we were caused to forget it, we've seen it before, we've been there before. But the Al-Sheikh explains that when we say Sein Chalkeinu B'Sorasecha, it means all of our neshamas, all the souls, were present at Har Sinai. And everyone at Har Sinai got their chelek in Torah. Each of us, if we apply ourselves, we have our chelek, our unique novel ideas, our expertise, what we're drawn to and what we remember, and the area of Torah where we have creativity, Sein Chalkeinu. Each and every one of us have a chelek. We have our chelek in Torah. And our job, it was assigned at Har Sinai. We left Har Sinai. We don't remember having been at Har Sinai. And our job is to go find it. Our job is to go discover it. That's why he says in the Gemara Megillah, Davav, Yagata Umatzasa Tamin. If a person says, I toiled in Torah Umatzasa and you found it, believe him. What do you mean Matzasa, the Lashon, the language of Matzasa? Like a Metzia. You find something that was lost. Because really, each of us are predestined to have a chelek in Torah. Each of us have the Torah that speaks to us. Each of us have the Torah that we are creative in. But we have to go find it, like a lost object. Our Torah, our chelek, is the Metziah. We have to go rediscover it, and we have to go find it. So says the girl, we teach the baby their chelek, and then they forget it, so they have to go and rediscover it. Had they never learned it, they wouldn't realize it was their chelek. If they never forgot it, they wouldn't go through the effort and the exercise of having to rediscover it. So says the Gemara, now we can understand that if an individual learns lo lasos, noach lo shelo yatza la'olam. Why? If you're going to learn and not perform, you might as well stay in the womb. You might as well never be born. The whole purpose of being born was to take that which we learned in the womb and now go fulfill it. Go apply it. Go live it. If it's just academic, you could just stay in the womb with the Malach forever. Stay in Shemayim forever. The whole reason the Neshama came down here to begin with is to apply what we learn. So this is such an important insight, and this is what we say every single morning. We pledge and we promise, Lilmod Lame Lasos, that we're not just learning, we're not just Lasos. You can't just do and never learn. You can't just learn and never do. This one sentence captures the mission statement of what it's really all about.